CBS News is acknowledging a mistake. The network says it cannot prove the authenticity of memos cited in a 60 Minutes report on President Bush's National Guard service in 1972. The documents indicated then-Lieutenant Bush had missed a required physical and may have received preferential treatment in the Guard. News analyst Daniel Shore says it appears CBS has been had.
The trickster who took the mighty 60 Minutes and Dan Rather to the cleaners. This will occupy a prominent place in the annals of political hoaxes. Let me stipulate that as an alumnus of Ed Murrow's CBS News, I discuss this without joy. CBS thought it was on to a hot scoop when it came into possession of four documents bearing the signature of the late Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Killian, one-time National Guard commander and Lieutenant George W. Bush's superior. The documents spelled trouble for President Bush, especially in combination with a revelation by Ben Barnes, one-time Democratic Speaker of the Texas House, that he helped Congressman George Bush's son to be named out of turn to a slot in the Guard, thereby avoiding the draft and possibly being sent to Vietnam. At first, White House officials said they had no reason to doubt the authenticity of the Killian documents, which represented the Guard commander as bridling under pressure to sugarcoat Lieutenant Bush's performance record and Bush's refusal to take a required physical examination. But then it began to appear under closer examination that the documents were typed a lot more recently than 1972, and that Killian's signature appeared to be a photocopy. Adding to the uncertainty was that Killian's former secretary said that she had not typed those memos, but that they accurately reflected Colonel Killian's views. That seemed to suggest that someone who had seen documents from Killian's file, possibly removed, possibly discarded, had cleverly created reasonable facsimiles of the official letters. Suspicion soon fell on Bill Burkett, a former Guard officer who lives in Barrett, Texas, and is no friend of President Bush. The president, probably relieved, now called for an investigation of the documents. Finally, over the weekend, Rather got Burkett to agree to confess all in an interview scheduled to air tonight. Clearly, CBS regarded the promise of confidentiality as not applying to a source that practiced deception. Rather says that trying to carry on a tradition of investigative reporting, CBS made a mistake. There will undoubtedly be a rash of CBS bashing and Rather bashing. And then life in politics will go on. This is Daniel Shore.